This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
According to University President John Fry, a Temple student has had their visa revoked by the U.S. State Department. KYW's Vic Raghupathy tells us the incident has many students on campus feeling uneasy.
Temple President John Fry said in a statement the university does not know what reasoning the State Department had for using its discretion to revoke the student's visa. Fry also did not identify the student, their major, their class, nor their country of origin, but he says the student chose to go home. Christopher Birkenstam is a Temple student, and he says receiving Wednesday afternoon's email was a shock.
I'm feeling really upset about the email that we received earlier. I thought that it was very vague and there was a gross lack of clarity that I think is just going to foster fear instead of quell it on campus.
President Fry's email did refer students to counseling resources, as is common practice for potentially traumatic announcements, and he says Temple is providing the student with academic, emotional, and legal support. But after Fry sent an email last Friday warning students about the State Department revoking hundreds of student visas and saying Temple is committed to doing all it lawfully can to assist in a similar situation, Aiden Keller thinks administration should be doing more.
It did feel a little bit hollow. I would say the majority of students here are very opposed to it. And I think an action where they stand behind the students is something that needs to happen.
Fry says Temple has not received any reports of ICE or Customs and Border Protection officers on campus. At Temple University, Vic Raghupathy, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.